الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. In the previous ayats, to prove the nabuwat, the risalat, prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah mentioned about the Qur'an Sharif, that the Qur'an Sharif is such a kitab in which there is no doubt whatsoever that it is revealed from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is not only a miracle, it is kalami mu'ajiz, which makes everyone else helpless. So the Qur'an Sharif is the proof of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the Nabi of Allah ta'ala. And at the same time, the Qur'an Sharif spells out how we should live our lives, how Allah wants us to live. Allah created us and He gave us the manual of how to conduct ourselves in this world. And then the kuffar of Makkah raised objections with regard to the Qur'an Sharif, na'uzu billah. They said it was man-made, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam composed it himself. So for that Allah ta'ala had challenged them, and as explained in three surahs, the ayahs were revealed while Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was in Makkah Sharif. First they were challenged that bring the whole Qur'an Sharif, use the jinn and man and all, and bring something like the Qur'an Sharif. When they were helpless, they could not, Allah Ta'ala said, bring 10 surahs like the Qur'an Sharif. That also they failed and they could not, Allah said, bring one surah like the Qur'an Sharif. That also they failed, and that is when they were in Makkah Sharif. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came to Medina Sharif, and he had the Jews of Medina who were very learned also, and they had lot of knowledge. Allah challenged all of them together, bring one ayat like the Quran, one surah like the Quran Sharif, and man has failed completely. And today 1400 years and more have passed, but nobody has been able to take on this challenge of bringing something like the Qur'an Sharif. And another great proof of the Qur'an Sharif, Allah Ta'ala from the beginning already said, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, that if you cannot do so, phir agar aisa na kar sako, if you can't bring even one surah like the Qur'an. And by surah is included the shortest surah, like Inna Aatina. If you can't even bring one surah like that, and Allah, then Allah says, وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا, or هَرْجِيز نَكَرْ سَكُوْجَ, and you will never be able to do it, until Qiyamah you won't be able to do it. That is also one great proof of the truthfulness of the Qur'an Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala has challenged all of man and jinn together. That if you think this is man-made, if it is not from Allah Ta'ala, then you are also man. You have got lot of knowledge. Bring at least one surah like the Qur'an Sharif. And the past 1400 years and more, there is nowhere on record that anyone could produce one surah like the Qur'an. Had it been anywhere, it should have been known to the whole world, and people should have jumped over the mountains that we have succeeded, and we have this challenge that we have found it, we have found the result to it. But nobody whatsoever. There is a different story. A person brings some funny conjecture and he feels that I have done it. But that it be accepted worldwide, that is nowhere in the world. And if it was, it could never be hidden. Everyone should know about it, and the kuffar should have made a huge hue and cry about it. But that they haven't. This is proof that the Quran Sharif is the true kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, you will never, all of jinn and man can never. So what is right for you, believe in the Qur'an Sharif. To accept it, even the kuffar, that when you see for yourself that this is the true kitab, and it is the kitab for your salvation, for your najat, then believe in this kitab and gain all the goodness from Allah Ta'ala in this world and in the year after also. And if not, and you are still stubborn, and your pride does not allow you to accept the Quran Sharif, then Allah sounds another warning, فَاتَّقُ النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. تو پھر بچو اس آگ سے جس کا ایندھن آدمی اور پتھر ہے. Then fear that fire, the fire of Jahannam, and the fuel of the fire are humans themselves. They will be the fuel, and stones, rocks will be the fuel. Stones and rocks don't usually burn, but they will be the fire, they will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. How intense that fire is, we cannot imagine. So Allah warns us, fear that fire. Accept the Quran, follow it, and in that way you will save yourself from that fire of Jahannam. Also, the stones of Jahannam either refers to sulfur particularly, or it refers to the idols which the people worship besides Allah Ta'ala. As in one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, you and all the things you worship besides Allah, all of you will be in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah warns us that fear that fire, and that is, yeah, in this worldly life we should fear that fire of Jahannam by believing in the Quran. And as we have mentioned over and over, for us as ordinary laymen, at least to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Even if we just read a quarter supara a day, if we read what every namaz, just about one ruku a day, that will be also a great service. And try and read in our homes Quran Sharif. Try and read in our cars where we can. Try and read at our workplaces. Make Quran Sharif an integral part of our daily lives. And more than that, how much we can understand the Quran Sharif, how much we can propagate it, how much we can learn it, and of course to practice on the Quran Sharif. This will be a source of great goodness for us. And that fire of Jahannam, Allah says, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, تَيَّار کی ہوئی ہے کافروں کے واسطے. This fire of Jahannam has been already prepared. From here, the ulama deduce very clearly that Jannat and Jahannam are already in existence. Not according to some other people who feel that it will be still created. At this moment, Jannat and Jahannam is already in existence. So this that fire of Jahannam, Allah says it is for the kafirin. Further ulama explain, those people who are kafir, that fire of Jahannam are for them forever and ever. And those that have got some evil qualities, that is the believers, they are believers, but they have got some habits of the kafirs. They sin, they disobey Allah, they don't make tawbah, they die in that state with their sin on them, they will also have to go for Jahannam for some time. They will be purified there, and then they will be put into Jannat. But Jahannam is there, and we all have to fear that Jahannam by staying away from those actions which lead to the fire of Jahannam. And we should we have to realize it's a belief of the true belief of Islam that Jannat and Jahannam are at this moment already in existence, and it is all the ni'mat of Jannat are there and all the punishment of Jahannam is there. And with regard to the Quran Sharif, our full yaqeen must be on the whole Quran and on every ayat of the Quran. Where Allah has made interest haram, it is haram. Where Allah has made parda, hijab, separation of man and woman, that we have to also accept as such. Every teaching of the Quran, inheritance as Islam has taught us that it is detailed in the Quran Sharif, we have to accept that also. The whole Quran Sharif we accept, and as far as we can, we practice. Where we are weak and we falter, we make tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Wow.